MD.
RadioMD.com.
Talk about getting healthy. This is the place. You're listening to Talk Healthy Today with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Maybe you've gone in the kitchen and you don't remember why. Or you can't recall a familiar name during the middle of a conversation. You may have even missed one of your appointments because it, well, slipped your mind. Memory lapses can occur at any age, but we tend to get more upset by them as we get older, well, because we fear they're a sign of dementia or loss of mental acuity. Today I have the pleasure of talking with researcher Brenda Fonseca about the nutrients that can foster brain health as well as healthy habits that can help to boost your memory and brain power at every age. You know, Brenda, a lot of people are scared. I've shared with you and I've shared with many people in the past. I come from a family that, you know, dementia is very common in the bloodline. So it's very scary. And, you know, I'm a little nervous about it. So, of course, I'm doing the good thing. I'm cardioing and drinking fluids and Mediterranean and I'm doing all the things I could possibly do. But, you know, we can take it to the next step. We can actually, besides all those good tools, we can bring supplementation into it as well. And we're finding that supplements are making a really dramatic difference.
Yeah, that's right, Dr. Burke. And it is important to understand, you know, as we think about our memory, you know, there are different types of memory, but our memory does start to decline, especially some specific types of our memory, as early as our 20s. So it is something that we want to be aware of and we want to be thinking about. And on the supplements, you know, what you really want to look for is you want to look for a supplement that has the science behind it. So it has clinical trials that have been tested in healthy groups to show that it's actually going to make an impact. And there's definitely some supplements out there that are just fabulous.
Now, do we find that what we want to do is we want to, of course, help the nerve messages in the brain. We want to help the brain communication. We want to get more blood and oxygen to the brain. These are all things that help to make up, I mean, a better, healthier process of brain recall and focus.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there's not just one thing that you want to do. And I think that's one reason we're having such a challenge in addressing some of those disease states that come later for some people, like dementia or Alzheimer's, because it's not just one cause. So there's multiple things going on in the brain, and you want to be able to address those through multiple modes of action. So, you know, you want to be able to have new neural growth. That's called neurogenesis, and that should happen throughout our life, and that helps optimize our brain and lead to the best brain health. You also want to protect the cells that are there. Sometimes that's referred to as neuroprotection. You want to be able to increase some of those chemical levels. So there's one chemical called acetylcholine that's so important for learning and memory, and you want to be able to keep that at the right levels. And then overall, you know, oxidative advantages as well to reduce the impact of oxidative stress in the brain that happens over time. So there's multiple approaches to it. There's a nice analogy that's used by a well-known researcher, Dale Bredesen, that talks about the brain is kind of like a roof with 35 holes in it, and you can't just plug one of those holes. You have to plug as many as you can to try and maintain that brain health, and that's kind of a nice way to think about it.
Now, talking about products, let's talk about the Memory Matters. This is a product from Bricker Labs, and this has some scientific studies behind it. And to me, that's really important. Obviously, there's a lot of nutrients that have been used around the world traditionally for helping with cognitive function. This is a product has something in it called Numintix. And this is different, and scientific studies, which is even making it more attractive, especially to people like me.
Yep, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, that's really what you want to look for in your supplement, the science, and then the quality control. Mm-hmm. So the Numintix that's in the Memory Matters, now that's an ingredient that has been developed for years, over 5 years in development. It's derived from spearmint, so it's a really nice natural product, but it's got that quality that you want to have, that control over where it's coming from, control over the plant itself, as well as the science that backs it. There's multiple clinical studies that have been done on the ingredient, on Numintix that's in Memory Matters. And those clinical studies have shown some really nice improvements in that specific type of memory called working memory. And one way to think about working memory is it's kind of that whiteboard of your brain. So it's everything going on right now that you're consciously keeping track of, you know, what you're going to say next, what you have to do later, where you're going to go, all those things you have to keep track in your mind. That's your working memory. And so in the clinical studies with Numintics, they were able to show a 15% improvement in working memory between the group that took the dose that's in Memory Matters and the placebo group. And so that's the other thing. You want to look for science studies that have placebo groups, that are randomized, all those key features you want to look for in a nice science study. And just to give you some perspective, we start to see as early as our 20s, we see a decline of 5 to 10% per decade in our working memory. So as a comparison, in the clinical study that I mentioned where they saw the 15% improvement, you know, that's a meaningful improvement as well when you compare it to those declines that we see over the decades.
You know, when we're thinking about the brain, I think sometimes we kind of generalize with ourselves, and it's more about measuring names and, you know, that walking into the room thing, you know, where you walk into the room and you can't remember.
Sure.
And all of a sudden you remember and you're like, oh, I'm fine. You know, but, you know, when you start thinking about the brain in general, we kind of want something that is going to improve that working memory you were talking about, but also support things like the short-term memory. And actually, believe it or not, a better memory also gives us better sleep.
Yeah, it does. Memory and sleep are very closely tied. And so being able to have better sleep improves your memory. Actually, when you use your brain a lot during the day, you actually spend more time in REM sleep. So it changes your sleep and can actually help with your sleep. The Numintics itself, that's in Memory Matters, that's another thing that was studied in that clinical study I was referring to. And they found that the individuals that took the Numintics actually reported that they were able to get to sleep faster. So on that Memory Matters, it has that support, basically kind of a daytime support to help with your working memory, as well as that nighttime support and helping you get to sleep faster. And as we know, sleep is just so crucial for us to function. We know when we don't get enough sleep, it greatly impacts our memory during the day and just overall impact on our cognitive performance.
You know, it's interesting. When I had gone back to school, I had done an extra class in aromatherapy. And I remember a class and we were talking about, you know, in the afternoon when you're feeling a little cloudy and a little foggy, take a little smell of spearmint oil and those kind of things. And I'm thinking to myself, and that would make you kind of invigorate yourself a little bit. So I'm thinking to myself, here's a product with spearmint extract in it. So we're working from the inside. I can only imagine the benefits we would get.
That's a great point. And yeah, it's very interesting. You know, the development of Numintics started by finding some really important molecules. These are some phenolic molecules or polyphenols that aren't as well known. Things like rosmarinic acid and salvinolic acid, and then basically trying to find a plant that produces those molecules. So finding spearmint as really the ideal plant to grow these molecules that we know have really great brain health benefits is a really nice way to go about the development of a supplement. So with Memory Matters, that Numintics that's in Memory Matters has over 60 of those phenolic molecules that are straight from that spearmint extract and that are really important for that brain health that we were talking about. And some of those mechanisms that are supported. So there's that whole blend of those 60 molecules. And so some of the things that research has shown they're capable of doing in the brain include things like growing new neurons. So just like we were talking about with the neurogenesis, so some of those phenolic molecules have really great research showing that they actually cause new neurons to grow. They protect the ones that are there. They actually are able to raise levels of acetylcholine, that chemical that's so important in learning and memory. And then they're really powerful antioxidants. So having that combination of those, all those different mechanisms are really important, and that's what we see with the Memory Matters and that Numintics ingredient that was what makes up Memory Matters.
You know, we talk a lot about as we get older, making sure that we exercise, you know, eat a good diet and take great quality supplements and drink water and all those things. Mm-hmm. Social interaction is very important also. I find that when people are shut in or they've reclused or, you know, their friends have moved away, their family's not in town anymore, maybe they've outlived a lot of their family members and they're, you know, they're kind of secluded, you know, that dramatically, negatively enhances their focus and their memory. So, of course, social skills, getting out, getting involved, getting active, you know, pushing yourself to get dressed every day and, you know, and get out of the house or do something in an activity-wise, that along with things like nutrition and diet and stuff it can be a very big additional plus.
Yeah, absolutely. That social aspect is so important. I mean, we are social animals. The worst punishment we can give to someone is to put them by themselves, really. And so that, and just that really helps to just basically, you know, help our brain be active, help, you know, connect with someone else and use your brain and use your cognitive resources. And it's really important throughout our lifespan.
The memory matters. Do you recommend waiting until we have a situation or starting to notice some of our, what do we call it, slipping a little bit? Or do we preventively start to take the nutrition for the brain on a preventive level?
Yeah. We feel that this is something that can be taken for a long period of time.
Good.
And really can serve a purpose of providing those health benefits that you want to see, as well as a cognitive performance enhancement. And, you know, that's something that can benefit anyone at any age. To show a working memory improvement that can help you, you know, at your work when you're trying to answer the phone and respond to your emails and talk to, you know, respond to the person that's right next to you, so you're trying to multitask or juggling your work schedule with your life schedule and picking up the kids and all the tasks that we just have placed on us such a large degree, especially with how many things we do in our current day, working, being able to improve that working memory has some very significant benefits, and something that can be started, you know, like we were saying, as early as your 20s, where you're seeing those working memory declines start and you want to start to pick back up and have some of those health benefits that you would see with Memory Matters.
Remember to stay up to date on each and every show by liking our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram or Twitter. Let us know what your favorite healthy habit is, then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned here on the show. For more information on brain health, of course, and other health and wellness topics, check out my favorite magazine, Better Nutrition, at your local health food store. Packed with well-researched articles, recipes, tips, it's an indispensable resource for healthy living. Pick up your copy today. We were talking earlier and during the show today about the Bricker Labs product called Memory Matters with Numentix. This is a natural way to support working memory and cognitive performance, and you can find it easily. Available at vitamin shops and fine health food stores everywhere, so definitely keep that one in mind. You know, Brenda, as we talk about nutrition, as we talk about diet, it seems like a lot of this stuff is the stuff we probably should be doing anyway. You know, eating better, drinking more water, getting a better night's rest, balancing our stress, you know, watching our weight, you know, watching our blood pressure and blood sugar, and thinking about the food that's going in our mouth, you know, the things we should be thinking about. How do we get so far away from the things we should be doing?
Wow.
Is it life? I think it's life in general.
That is a great question. I know. The pace of life, I think, is just extreme. And we have so many opportunities. So it is fantastic how much we have at our fingertips now. And, you know, I have a 6- and 8-year-old, and, you know, what they're exposed to, you know, I probably hadn't been exposed till my late teenage years as far as what they've seen in their lives. So it's a fantastic opportunity, but it's also easy then to lose priorities and to forget about some of those basic things that are so important to our body, to our health.
You know, I work with people at all different age groups, and, you know, I've been working with some people for a long time, some of them over 30 some years now. And so I knew them when they were in their 40s and 50s, and now they're in their 80s and 90s. And many of them that I've worked with that actually walk the walk. You know, they ate the diet, were really into salmon and, you know, mackerel and halibut and sardines, and really into vegetables and fruits, never really brought into the processed food, always pushed themselves to exercise. I see them today, they're in their 80s and 90s, and they look 20, 30 years younger. They look amazing. And then I see the people that didn't want to really make a change and weren't really wanting to shake it up in their lifestyle. And now that all these things are happening, now they want to.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And the funny thing is, I mean, it's just a matter of stopping for a moment and thinking about, you know, making some conscious choices. And once you do that, what, you know, what I found from most people is, you know, they enjoy it, they're happier. So it's not really a sacrifice to, you know, start eating healthier or to spend 20 minutes a day doing some aerobic exercise or taking the right supplements. But basically just being able to stop and think for a minute and say, okay, this is the track I want to get on, can make a big difference.
You know, I've worked with many, many people over the years, and I've actually worked with a group of couples where either the husband or the wife were the person that was very healthy and the other one wasn't. And this brings a story to mind. I have a woman, I waited on her for probably 30 some years. And when I had stores, they would come to the store and the husband would stand outside the door and he would just say, "Jeff," I'd say, "Hey," and he would never come in, never come in the store, and she would shop, and I knew he was taking nothing, heavy smoker and all that stuff. Well, finally, a couple years ago, he got diagnosed with some problems. And I was a member, he just came to me and I was just like, "Hello." And he's like, "Hi." He goes, "I need some help now." And I said, "Well, why now?" And he goes, "Because now I have to." And I thought to myself, how many people wait that long? I think a lot, because I we're still not on that preventive stage. We are really still, whether we're being brainwashed or whether it's just the society or human nature, we really are symptomatically controlled. It's like, make this go away so I don't have to deal with it mentality.
Yeah, I think that's true. And, you know, I mean, some of it is just from even a cultural perspective that, you know, we go to the doctor only when something's wrong. So a lack of focus on prevention. But, you know, a lot of it's education. So just not understanding that, hey, I can do something that actually impacts my brain health. I can take this, you know, Memory Matters or any whatever supplement, or eat this healthy diet or exercise, and it's actually going to impact what I'm doing. You know, again, even the idea that we can change our, you know, what genes are actually expressed in our body, those are kind of new concepts, even in the field of science. And now for people to be educated on those is so crucial, so they understand that they have a lot more control than maybe what their parents thought they had as far as the health and the wellness throughout their life.
I have a question for you, and I pose this to many people over the years. You know, because today many supplements are based on a normal, quote unquote, weight of a maybe 150 to 170 pound man and a lighter woman, obviously, and the dosages are based on that. Well, let's face it, today we are not a normal size world anymore. People are bigger, and my question comes in, how do we adjust our dosage with this product? Or do we just stay by the recommended one a day? Or do we take more if we're a larger person, we have more body mass? Or whether we're having more problems, do we up the dose? Just curious.
Yep. No, I think that's a great question. And I think that comes back to, again, this requires some education, but as much as possible, understanding the supplement, understanding the science. There's always the websites. I know Memory Matters has the BrickerLabs.com website where they talk about the science. There's a Numintix.com that talks about the science. And you want to see, you know, who did they do these studies on? You know, and so the example, the clinical study I explained with Numintix, you know, that was done on men and women, 50 to 70, healthy, with a, you know, average body weight. So, and those are where the dosages should really be coming from, because you want to see, does it have a clinical effect? Obviously, every supplement should have done the safety studies ahead of time to show that those doses are safe. But you really want to stick with the recommended dosage, because that's where you're going to be able to see the clinical efficacy if you're able to get that supplement that has a nice science backing for it.
You know, and something else that I find interesting is the more tools you put in your toolbox, the better you're going to be. And people say, well, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, water's a tool. Getting a good night's rest, forcing yourself to sleep, not staying up all late, late night, every single night, getting some good hours in, getting up and doing a little bit of activity. These are tools, a better diet and healthy snacks, good supplements. If you have a full toolbox full of a lot of these tools, you're going to get there a lot faster and sustain it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just, you know, sometimes people look for a magic bullet, and I don't think that's the right mentality when you think about your brain health. You want to have the full program in place. And so that includes these supplements that can really help with your cognitive performance, like Memory Matters. But also, as you said, getting the right amount of sleep, that's so crucial. You know, before the night of a test, you want to be sleeping. There's a ton of studies coming out now with different athletes and the amount of sleep that they're getting, and different programs promoting more sleep, and just the huge benefits you see from getting that amount of sleep. There's a lot of stuff going on in your brain while you're sleeping that's helping your brain and will help you as you age, and the water and the diet and just making sure you have that full program in place is really the key.
It is a conversation piece these days, talking about memory. And I think sometimes we make light of it, you know, because, you know, you'll start thinking about something and it's just that on the tip of the tongue and you just can't recall it. And sometimes we'll, you know, laugh about it casually. But on the inside, when it happens to me, I'm never laughing. I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, here it comes.
Yep.
You know, and it scares me with genetic lines. But, you know, you even though genetically being, you know, predisposed to some of these conditions doesn't mean you're going to walk the same path and you're going to live a different lifestyle. And, you know, in my family, people had a lot of bad vices, and I think that added up to it. I don't have those, so hopefully I'll be able to choose a different road, and maybe having more tools in the tools chest, I'll have a better chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it is scary because our memory and is really the essence of who we are and really gets down to our core of, you know, our experience in our world. Mm-hmm. But like you said, I mean, having those tools, we know we can even influence our own gene expression. So the fact that understanding that there is that much flexibility in what happens in the course of our life, it gives you back a sense of control. I can do these things and I can actually make a difference for my brain health. I can get the right amount of sleep. I can take these supplements that have science backing. I can have the right diet, and then I have the potential to impact my brain health.
You know, I mentioned this earlier, and we did talk about this a little bit, but today I have a lot of younger people that are doing things that at one time they probably never would have taken any of the supplementation because it was that quote-unquote geriatric category. And obviously that wall came down, and now these health problems have trickled all the way down to the 20, 30, and 40-year-olds. So that being said, if you're a young college student and, you know, you have a lot of stress, you're studying hard, you want to do well, and you want to keep cognitively balanced, and you know, it happens in college. You don't eat as well as you should. You pull all-nighters. You know, there's a lot of things that goes on in college that hopefully we don't do later. Mm-hmm. But along the way, would that Memory Matters be a college student product?
Yeah, I think the Memory Matters has the potential to help across the age ranges. And so being able to help that working memory absolutely is a skill set that can benefit someone at that level, college level, a business professional, you know, across the range. You know, I know with the Numentics and the Memory Matters, they've mm-hmm. looked at who's interested in this. And, you know, that younger age group was actually a group that had extreme interest in a product like that. And so something that can really help them enhance their cognitive performance. And, you know, people are looking for any benefit they can get because we all have a lot on our plates.
Well, yeah, I love the name. Memory Matters. Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
I think sometimes it matters and we just don't think about it. And, you know, we are just a society of a group of individuals that sometimes we wait until something's broken before we try to fix it. And boy, do we get annoyed with symptoms. And we don't think about causes, but we do get annoyed with the symptoms. And we have a tendency to go to the pharmacy or go to the doctor. And I mean, I have a lot of doctor friends and they'll tell me, people are just like, can you make this go away? And yep. And the doctors will say, well, you know, you have to change your diet and all this stuff. And they said, well, don't you have something that you just give me to make it go away? They don't want to change it. They want their cake and eat it too, if you will.
Yep. Yeah, it is. I mean, it does, though. A nice change in some of those basic areas can go a long way, you know. Just small tweaks every day, making small changes to what you're eating. Maybe take one thing out of your diet, or maybe add one new thing in. Maybe add one new supplement. Maybe get, you know, half an hour more sleep. So it doesn't have to be this drastic change, but those small changes, they accumulate over the years and can make a big difference. So little baby steps maybe is one way for people to work into a nice healthy brain program.
Well, and we just have to realize that we do fill our plate way too much, and we don't take time for ourselves. We have a tendency to give a lot to other people around us, and that is very commendable and kudos, you know, for being that kind of a person. But you also have to retract every once in a while and do a little self-work. You know, otherwise you'll crash and burn, and you know, if you've been doing it long enough, you'll crash and burn big time. And I think a lot of people are those people where they say they're afraid to say no. And I think to myself, sometimes I said, you know what, saying no once in a while is a good thing. The world will not end. They'll just probably say, oh, okay.
Yep. Exactly.
And move on.
Yep. Exactly. And some of it too is, you know, understanding, like I said, I think people are getting more and more educated. I'm so impressed with how mm-hmm. much detailed information people have, and just understanding some of those different types of memory, like we said. So, you know, I mean, typically we think of this memory of, you know, these events for our lives, but that idea of working memory and how that's something that we're using all the time, and something that if you can maintain a performance level in that working memory, so that's juggling all that information in your mind right now, that immediate information that you're trying to keep track of, that's, and sometimes people also call it like the post-it note of the mind, or it's just that scratch pad in there that you're doing that mathematical calculations, calculating the tip, you know, in a restaurant, and all that stuff is just so crucial. And so that's where the great example, I think, with Memory Matters, with that numintics in it, that can help with that is very beneficial.
You know, I had a friend that told me years ago, I used to laugh at him. This was a long time ago, and he was, I think, just about 40, and I think I was 30 back then. And he used to make notes all the time, and I used to laugh at him, and he said, "You'll see." And I never got it until I got to be in my 40s, and I'm like, oh, my goodness.
I know. I lost my ability to multitask, and that's, I mean, that's really so important. And that, and so now I know. It's very clear to me what working memory is, and I can see how memory matters, and those types of healthy brain programs that we were talking about are just so crucial.
Well, Brenda, thank you for being here today. I appreciate all your intelligence, all your knowledge, and just a great conversation.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.
I want everybody to know that today's show, we talked about the brain. We talked about healthy diet. We talked about exercise, water. You know, we talked about a great product from Bricker Labs called Memory Matters. It's a product with numintics. So look for that at, you know, vitamin shops and fine health food stores. And remember, a lot of the things you can do at home. Eat better. Exercise. Watch your stress. Get a good night's rest. Don't take on too much. Get a positive attitude. These are things that truly add up to a healthier you. But you got to do some of the work. There's no magic wand. There's some work involved. Change is inevitable, but do it in the right way. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD. For more information on this and all my segments, go to my radio show page at Radio MD. Look for Talk Healthy Today for the on-demand podcast of the show. Thank you for listening. Stay well.